Welcome back to Life Mastery Unleashed, the podcast where we dive deep into discipline, execution, and the art of living your best life. I'm your host, Ricky Camus, and today we're tackling a topic that affects us all at various points in our lives, fear. Fear can be a significant barrier to success, happiness, and personal growth. But what if I told you that the key to your greatness achievements lies in mastering your fears, not avoiding them? Let's explore how to turn your fears into stepping stones for success. First, understanding fear. Fear is a natural response designed to protect us from danger. But in our modern world, it often becomes a wall that keeps us from our dreams. Fear of failure, rejection, and the unknown are just a few examples that can paralyze us. Recognizing that fear is a common experience is the first step in overcoming it. Remember, it's not the absence of fear that defines courage, but the determination to move forward despite it. The role of fear in personal growth. Fear can be a powerful tool for personal growth if we learn to face it head on. Every time we confront our fears, we gain strength, courage, and confidence in the doing. Think of fear as a compass pointing toward areas of growth and development. By stepping out of our comfort zones and tackling challenges, we unlock our full potential. Strategies for overcoming fear. Acknowledge your fears. The first step in overcoming fear is to admit it exists. Denial only gives fear more power over us. Next, analyze the risks. Often, our fears are not as threatening as we perceive them to be. Analyzing the risks and benefits can provide a clearer perspective. Next, take small steps. Break down your fears into smaller, manageable parts. Taking small steps can make daunting tasks feel more achievable. Then, visualize success. Imagine the best possible outcome. Visualization can help reduce anxiety and increase motivation. Build a support system. Surround yourself with positive influences. Friends, family, and mentors can provide encouragement and advice. Lastly, embrace failure. Understand that failure is a part of the learning process. Each setback is an opportunity to grow and improve. Think back when you learned how to draw the letter Q and how bad it was. But then you just did it. You overcame it. You got better and better. At first, it was frustrating. I want to share a personal story about how facing my fears head on has led to some of my greatest achievements. Let me tell you the story of my very first jump from a perfectly good airplane. It was a day that began like any other in the rigorous life of airborne school. But for me, it marked a confrontation with a deeply rooted adversary, my fear of heights. Despite the bravado that comes with being part of such an elite unit, this fear gnawed at me. A silent specter in the face of my otherwise unwavering resolve. From the outside looking in, you would have never known that inside I was terrified. I knew I was going to die. The morning air was crisp, the kind that bites at your skin in Georgia. A subtle reminder of the challenges that lay ahead. There I was, standing among my brothers in arms, each of us donning our parachutes and battle gear ready for our first jump. From the outside, I looked the part of an airborne infantryman, ready to take on the world. But inside, my heart raced. I literally thought it was going to blow out of my chest. Not from excitement, but from a visceral fear of what was about to happen. As we boarded the aircraft, the reality of what I was about to do began to sink in. The hum of the plane's engines and the chatter of my My buddies faded into a blur as my mind fixated on the height we were climbing to. I could feel every beat of my heart, every breath becoming more deliberate. Looking around, I saw faces etched with concentration and anticipation, yet none seemed to mirror the turmoil I felt within. The Jumpmaster's voice snapped me back into the moment. "Stand up!" His command resonated through the cabin. We stood, hooking our static lines along the cable running the length of the aircraft. "Check equipment!" I ran my hands over my gear, ensuring everything was as it should be. A routine we had practiced countless times, yet it felt entirely different now. I knew something was wrong. Then came the command that set everything into motion. "Stand in the door." I was third in line, close enough to see the open door, a portal to the unknown. The wind screamed through the opening, a wild, untamable beast that invited us to step into its domain. The first jumper vanished into the embrace of the sky, followed swiftly by the second. My heart was a drumbeat loud against the roar of the plane and the wind. I'm surprised nobody said anything. "Go!" With that command, it was my turn. Time slowed as I approached the door, the ground far below, a patchwork of earth and sky melding into one. Every instinct screamed at me to pull back, to retreat from the edge of this precipice. But it was more than just a jump. It was a leap of faith, a test of will. My time to find out if it was my time. In that moment, I realized that fear wasn't an enemy to be vanquished, but a challenge to be embraced. It was a measure of the extraordinary, a testament to stepping beyond the comfort of the unknown into the vast expanse of potential. With a deep breath that felt like my first and last, I jumped. The world turned into a blur. The rush of air engulfing me, a howling tempest that bore no trace of mercy. Yet, amidst the chaos, there was clarity. The fear that had once threatened to define me was now just a whisper, drowned out by the exhilaration of flight. The descent was both an eternity and a blink, a journey of self-discovery framed by the rush of the wind and the pull of the earth. When my feet finally touched the ground, I was no longer the man who had boarded that plane. I had faced my fear, not by denying it, but by embracing it, by stepping into the void and finding myself on the other side. That jump was the first of a total of 48. But it remains etched in my memory, besides when my chute collapsed and I raced toward the earth at 1,200 feet. A testament to the moment, I truly understood what it meant to be part of the 82nd Airborne. It wasn't just about the physical act of parachuting into the unknown. It was about the inner journey, the leap of faith that teaches us that the only limits we have are those we place on ourselves. Lastly, guys, fear is a powerful emotion, but it doesn't have to be an obstacle. By understanding, confronting, and learning from our fears, we can transform them into catalysts for growth and success. Remember, the only way to the other side of fear is through it. Let's commit to facing our fears one step at a time and unleash our best selves. Thank you for tuning in to Life Mastery Unleashed. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with someone who might need to hear this message. Stay disciplined, execute your plans, and remember, you are powerful beyond measure. That's all for today's episode. Join us next time as we explore more strategies for mastering your life and unlocking your full potential. Until then, live fearlessly and aim for the stars. Outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone.
first, take a big step back
and literally fuck your own face.